Hi there, and welcome to episode 198. We're almost at 200. Can you believe it? So it's the 198th episode of the Business of Life Masterclass podcast. So thanks for joining us, listeners. Have you thought about and embraced a life of intention and purpose? Well, if so, you'll appreciate and relate to today's guest, as she is someone who knows how to make choices that are best, and she appreciates all that she has. So hope you are ready to explore that, because the Business of Life Masterclass episode today is all about choosing for you and making the most of your decisions and your direction. So hello, everyone. It's Debbie Lundberg, Performance and Mindset Coach with Presenting Powerfully.
Barb Zant here, Media Sales Leader and founder of the lifestyle brand, along the stay-at-work mom. Debbie, this topic of choosing and embracing decisions is something that totally intrigues me. And likely our listeners too. So who is our guest today, please?
Yes, Barb. So this dynamic and versatile C-suite executive and entrepreneur with an expertise, well, she's got a lot of expertise. So I'm going to tell you that. Building, transforming, scaling, and optimizing businesses through strategy, talent, and culture. She views her career as a mission. How cool is that? And she's driven by a deep sense of purpose to make a positive impact on others. And I can tell you she does. She has appeared on Bloomberg TV and has been profiled in Entrepreneur Magazine. She's received many, many honors and awards over her career. And most recently, she was recognized as SIA's Global Power 150 Women in Staffing and an SIA DE&I influencer. And I'm sure that you can appreciate how important that is at this time in all that we are experiencing. She was a 2019 Tampa Bay Businesswoman of the Year honoree. She and her husband, Chuck, are deeply involved with orphan care and education in Malawi, Africa, as well as foster care in the U.S., serving as an advisory board member for Care Portal. So please welcome the kind, talented, and very thoughtful Debbie Wolf.
Thank you. Thanks, Debbie and Barb. It's such a privilege to be here and spend my time with you and your listeners this morning. And please know I don't take it for granted, and I appreciate you having me in on this conversation. So, exciting morning.
Absolutely. Well, welcome, Debbie. Welcome again. So, Barb and I were so thrilled that you could be on the Business of Life Masterclass podcast today, because you really are an expert, and I've seen it in action, on being genuinely present and thoughtful. I know I said that in your introduction. It's something I admire about you. It's really important to our listeners because they're seeking that inspiration. So we're really glad that you are here. And a little insight, Debbie was just on another podcast, so we're getting a hot commodity here. So Debbie, since you've tuned into the podcast, what would you say in a sentence is the reason you wanted to be on the Business of Life Masterclass?
You know, I find this podcast invigorating and cozy. And I know those are probably interesting words, but I really appreciate each guest, how they share something new to me that I've not heard or known or had that idea. And then they've also shared things that I have known, and it's a great reminder. So learning is a core value for me, and those new insights just energize me and excite me. And then hearing a refresh on the things that I was aware of kind of just create a connection with the listener and help me to lean in and relate. So that's kind of, the questions are so meaningful. So that's why I was really excited to join in.
Well, we're appreciative. And that word cozy is, I think it's a huge compliment. If you feel comfortable, we love that people feel good in the space because they're learning from experts like you. So thanks for sharing that. Before we jump into our podcast four and start learning from you about those things, what's something you're super excited about right now?
In my life and leading right now, I'm really in this kind of a little bit of a transitional season. And the word that kind of comes to my mind is just openness. I really tend to be a little bit more of an analytical, thoughtful, guarded person, which definitely has its place and has served me well in a lot of ways. But right now I'm in a season of intentional openness, really to new friendships, experience, opportunities, and that really been filling my soul. So I'm just really in a joyful, energized, thankful season right now.
That's a neat way to say it, that it's you know, feeding your soul. So mm-hmm. a little play on this, because our listeners don't know that we're starting something new. And I did tell Debbie we were starting something new, that we think it was pretty cool to think we have these wonderful people like you, Debbie. And we were thinking if we could walk up on stage, if we could have this conversation live and have every one of our listeners in the audience, what would your walk-up music be?
Well, and this might sound, I don't know how it's going to sound. I'm just going to say it and let everyone decide for themselves. I would say Fighter by Christina Aguilera.
Ah.
I think the reason I can enjoy such openness is coming off of different seasons in life where you might have some adversity or trials, but you fight through that, and then that triumph comes and you are stronger and mm-hmm. really can go into a season of openness. So, and plus I love the beat and I love her voice. So
yeah, there's a lot to love there. All right.
Yeah.
So we know Fighter. So with this coziness and with your soul being fed, and we know Fighter would be the music, let's go on to the podcast for number one, Debbie. What time do you get up in the morning, and what do you do as your morning routine that you believe gets your day started really well?
Yes, I wake up between 4 and 5. I don't set an alarm, so I don't have a specific time. So I like to wake up naturally, and my mornings are incredibly sacred and foundational for me. They're probably the most important time. I do enjoy mornings. But it is a quiet time. So the thing that's not quiet is I get ice out of the freezer, and it clinks all in my Yeti, and I fill my cup with a bubbly because I don't drink coffee or tea or any of those things. So then I sit outside. We have a nice, beautiful water view, and I usually have about an hour of quiet time. And in that time, I take time to pray. I'm in a Bible study, so I do my study, I journal, and in that prayer time, it's a time of really worship and thanksgiving, really praying through my day and what's to come, but I also keep a long list of prayers for others, and helping to get my day focused, because it's very easy to just think about self, but we're just naturally created that way, so to really start getting my mind thinking of others, and in those times, I like to be able to send a note of like a little text to someone that's on my mind that might be going through some difficulty, but I really want to get my mind set for the day. And after I've spent some quiet time, I probably run into my husband and we just check in on each other to see how our days are. And I also have to make sure the house is completely straightened up. Like everything has to be in its exact place in its spot. And then I get ready. I work out in the evening, so my get ready time is only about 20 minutes because I do all my showering and everything the night before. So I have more time in the morning to not feel rushed so right. that I end my day in a good mindset.
You're after my own heart, keeping everything in order. So I'm smiling and I'm taking notes. And for our listeners, if you haven't heard Barb's voice, she was having a little bit of a technical challenge, and yet, as she would say, the show goes on. So I'm taking some notes today, and that's different for us. So Debbie, back to your ideas. So you've got this terrific morning routine. What's something other than that waking up naturally and really being so appreciative and thankful and prayerful for your day that if you believe if other people would do it, that it would set them up for success as well?
Well, I think this will probably sing to your heart, Debbie, is to just be present in life. And you kind of said this in the early part. I really am passionate about that. And I have to work at it. It's not always natural in today's world of a lot of the noise that we have. But really being present and respecting, I think that says you respect the other person and you value them. And it's also, I would say, in that time, look for the amazing in someone. I mean, it's very easy to make a quick judgment or a quick assessment. That's just normal and human, but with intentionality, take the focus off yourself, place it on that person, and look for their amazing, because everybody has something there to offer. And that takes practice. And I think that's going to be one I'm going to be practicing for a lifetime. But really, do you want to master that? And I find that that does help in my leadership as well as in life.
Oh, that is, I know if Barb were here, she would have written it down. So I wrote that down because you're right. It sings to my heart. And I hadn't ever heard it said that way or thought that way of look for that amazing. And so that's on the list already. So thank you. Number three, what or who has been the biggest influence in your life, Debbie? And importantly, what have you done with that influence?
Yeah. And out of honor of my dad, I'm going to say my dad. He just passed away 3 months ago. And it was a very peaceful time, a beautiful time. So I know it's a sad loss, but I am grateful for that. And it is so, I'm so aware because of what he gave me as a gift in life. And that has served me so well in life. He was a man of tremendous work ethic and integrity. He was somewhat that person that would walk across the country in his bare feet to help you out kind of individual. I never heard him say a bad word about anyone. He didn't look at people in any sort of economic status or, you know, genders or whatever. I mean, he just saw the person and was always there, had a tender heart for people that were less fortunate. He had grit, perseverance, resilience. He was a salt of the earth kind of guy, always truthful, always honest, and was very, he sacrificed a lot. So those were character traits that I probably took for granted growing up, but now I just see how some of those were modeled that I feel like I've been able to embrace and that are part of who I am as well. Some things I would like to have more of that I want to continue to work through, but those have just been a tremendous sense of really working on who you are in the character and not so much on what you do. And that's really what I think has been the most resonating point there.
Yeah, character over action is what I'm noting. And that is, it's wonderful to hear you get to share that about your dad. And also it reminds Barb and me and our listeners too, that as much success and as grateful and thankful as you are, you're consistently reminding us that it's work in progress. So that's important. All right. Our fourth question, while our podcast, The Business of Life Masterclass, and ultimately the masterclass is focused on the positive. Is there anything you're noticing right now, Debbie, that if people would stop doing it, it would propel them forward?
I would say the thing I have here is like, it comes to mind is seek truth. I think people believe the first thing they hear or the story they're hearing, and we don't always know what is true in the world right now, whether it be social media, the news. Even sometimes when a friend comes up to tell a story of some dispute that's happening, you're hearing one side of that story, and it's easy to engage in that. And then I'm just seeing where people kind of can get themselves riled up. I see it in the workplace as well. People hear, oh, this is going to be happening, and people don't really know. There's a lot of like stop filling in the narrative and creating your own narrative until you know the truth. So I think it really requires being curious and asking questions and finding out and being committed to finding out the truth before getting all excited, because I think that's creating some difficulties in relationships around dinner tables and organizations.
Yes. And we with the holidays, end of year, start of year, all of that coming up, I hope people hear that, and then not only hear it, they embrace it and practice it. And so yes, that's terrific. And a little truth on our part is Barb got back in. So I'm not making light of what Doug said, but we are happy that Barb is able to join us, and I know she's probably got some notes. I have some too. So we'll turn that over to Barb.
Yes, Debbie, thank you. I feel so inspired, and I was back on to hear all four of your questions. So I do have pages of notes, and Debbie knows me so well. The look for the amazing. I feel like I want to make a sign. And that is just a motto that I'm going to absolutely start looking at immediately. But also in your morning routine, I love that you have an hour that you just have quiet time and you do numerous things during that time. But I love that you have time to pray for others and, you know, your journaling. So I'm going to work on that next week, I know for sure. And then as we're going into the holidays, you know, I love your Seek the Truth, keeping organized, you know, honoring your dad. So I have pages and pages of notes. Debbie, your list might be a little different than mine, but if you're willing to incorporate some of these, add yours. That way we can share our results and our answers in the next 5 to 10 days.
Will do, Barb. And I also noted texting someone in the morning because I do that sometimes. And I commit to booking a week where I'll have an hour and do this and some other things. So I'm in, of course. So yes, Barb.
I am absolutely ready to make these tweaks and experiences, and I look forward to reporting back. So Debbie, if that was, it's almost enough, but you know, not enough for me. And as we wrap up, what's an additional thought or just a quick closing statement that maybe a single factor listeners didn't get to hear from you yet? What will that be?
Yeah, I think it's important to remember in life that people will fail us times and we will fail others, but extend grace. So I'd like to kind of have my last statement be extend grace and seek to see and appreciate the humanity in everyone. It kind of ties into both of your mantras about being kind. And just sometimes you just have to let someone be a human and realize it's just maybe not a good day for them. So I would say be kind, extend grace, and look for the humanity.
And Debbie, you definitely do that. You exemplify it. You make it look effortless. And it's something that I know I appreciate, and Barb has probably already picked up on it in what we've gotten to do and hear and see with you today. So as you know, we started something new here as we're nearing 200 episodes, and we're asking about that walk up music. What would, if this were the end of the chat and our audience was all there together, that would be so wonderful. What would your walk off music be?
And this song would be Freedom by George Michael.
All right.
You got to kind of work with it in the sense of the context because it's written more about maybe a relationship, but the essence of freedom.
Yeah, that's what's going to be so fun to hear is not only the song, the reason. So Thank you so much, Debbie. So listeners, please know you can stay connected with Debbie Wolf on all social media under her name. Debi, so we talk about how our names are spelled different, Wolfe, and we'll put that in the show notes as well. And similarly, you can follow Barb and me on Instagram and Facebook at the Business of Life Masterclass. Barb is the Stay at Work Mom, and I'm Debbie Lundberg most places.
So if you like the joy, kindness, and overall what you've heard, please rate us 5 stars. We are committed to providing you with 5-star guests and inspiration, just like Debbie. So stay tuned for our follow-through show in 5 to 15 days about how Debbie and I did implementing Debbie's ideas. So thanks for joining us for this episode of the Business of Life Masterclass, the podcast for successful people embracing every chance to accomplish and experience all you can in business and in life.
Listen, choose, do. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.